USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A wake held yesterday for a New York City police detective who was among the responders on September 11, 2001 at the Twin Towers site and went on to become an advocate for the September 11th Victims Compensation Fund. Yesterday at his wake, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said he saw Alvarez right before he died a few days ago, and all he wanted was the Senate to pass the updated compensation bill.
We will get the bill passed in his name so that so many other families will not have to have the anguish that so many have had in the past.
Private payroll firm ADP says the nation's economy created only 102,000 new private payroll jobs in June, not much of an improvement over May's weak growth of just over 41,000. The government jobs report's due Friday. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.